How to know God. How is it possible to really have a personal relationship with Almighty God today? What does God require of us in order for us to have real peace and happiness in these days when there is so much fear, confusion, anxiety, and worry? People try to find answers to these problems. Men and women who will listen to their inner thoughts do know that there is a living God, and they must find some way to know Him personally. Failures and wrong actions will be ours throughout this human life, but through it all there is a place of real forgiveness of sin. There is a place where we can have a clear, clean conscience. How is it possible to please God today? Most people hope it can be done by their own system of good works, deeds, or human effort and accomplishment. This philosophy of good deeds being the answer to a right relationship with Almighty God is prevalent today. It is said that a life of doing good will balance out the sins a person has committed, and then God will accept the person as righteous in His sight. Such a philosophy sounds like it should work. From a human viewpoint, such living should be acceptable to God. But is it? According to the teaching of God's Word in the Bible, such a system of doing good deeds is not acceptable to Almighty God in the matter of how we are to be forgiven of our sins. When it comes to our relationship to God, God alone sets the rules. We do not. We must live according to what the Bible, the Holy Scriptures teach, or we will never have true peace and an assurance of what is going to happen in the future. God's Word is the answer for us. The Bible is our final and only authority. Regardless of what any person teaches, God is the one who gives the plan we must follow in order to know cleansing from all sin. God has spoken to us through His recorded Word as given in the Bible. Obedience to God's will is the way to true peace for this life and for eternity after death. In the Holy Scriptures, as recorded for us by the Jewish prophet Ezekiel, we are given God's Word regarding this matter of how we are to please God and how we can know God personally. With a personal relationship with God, we will know real peace, joy, guidance, and happiness. Let us see what God said to our Jewish people of old and what He has to say to us today. This was God's truth for Israel and all people then, and it is for the day in which we live. In Ezekiel chapter 33, there are four basic truths for our lives. These truths follow a question that is given in verse 10 of this chapter. We read in this verse, "Therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus ye speak, saying, If our transgressions and our sins be upon us, and we pine away in them, how should we then live?" How can a person who sins against Almighty God find forgiveness and have a life of peace? The answer is given in the verses following in four basic truths from God. First, the reality of sin exists in every person. Second, the hopelessness of self-righteousness or good deeds to obtain forgiveness of sin. Third, the certainty of God's judgment upon sin. Fourth, the way to assurance of God's forgiveness and cleansing of all sin in our lives according to His directions. What does God have to say to us in these verses of His Holy Scriptures? Verse 10 asks the question of how we should live. Verse 11 gives us the burden of God's heart for Israel and for you and me today. God's heart yearns for Jews and Gentiles to experience His forgiveness of sin and to know freedom, joy, and peace. Verse 11 says, "Say unto them, As I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked or sinners, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways." This is God's yearning for His creation, for your life and mine, that we might turn from a life of sin and wickedness that condemns us to an eternal hell. We need to walk in God's way and will for our lives. Why will you die in your sins? Why will you let yourself go on living in sin? You know your life is spiritually unclean until you experience the cleansing that comes alone from God by His way and will. The way of forgiveness from all sin is given to us in the Bible alone. God longs for you to turn to Him today, to seek Him and His love for you. How long have you rejected God's love for you? How long have you said that maybe God is real and that Jesus is our Jewish Messiah? But you're going to live your own life without getting involved in the things of God? Living in this manner means you will die in your sins and face God's judgment upon sin for eternity in hell. God does not want this to happen in your life, for He has no pleasure in the death of a sinner. God is not pleased when people die in their sins. Therefore, in these verses in Ezekiel 33, God warns us. First, He gives to us the truth of the reality of sin in every person. Listen to the Word of God in verses 12, 13, 14, and 16 of this chapter. "Therefore, thou son of man, say unto the children of thy people, The righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression or sin. As for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall thereby in the day that he turns from his wickedness. Neither shall the righteous be able to live for his righteousness in the day that he sinneth." In verse 13, it speaks of the iniquity of sin that the person commits. Again in verse 14, if he turns from his sin. The fact that all people commit sin in the sight of a pure, righteous, and holy God is all through the Bible. God warns us that we all have sinned. The society in which we live says that we make mistakes because of our upbringing or our environment, and we blame others for our errors and do not take personal responsibility for our actions. But God says that He will hold each one of us personally responsible for the life we live. God has the only way for the cleansing of sin for us today. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 20, "There is not a just man or woman upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." We can live upright and moral lives, and yet we all sin in God's sight. Do you desire real peace in your life and in your home? Has there been discord, fear, trouble, anxiety, and separation? These trials are happening today in many families and between husbands and wives. It often leads to heartache, divorce, and loneliness. So many people do not know the security that comes from God today. God loves you, and He wants to give you a life of real, lasting joy. We have a problem that keeps us from knowing the Lord God in a personal way. Unless this problem is dealt with, there will never be true, lasting peace in our lives. God has no pleasure in the death of sinners, For an eternal hell awaits the souls that die with unforgiven sin in their lives. Sin is our problem, and we must face it and acknowledge it. Our loving Lord God of eternity urges us to seek Him, to come to Him, to accept His plan for our lives, whereby we can be forgiven of our sins and have a great life. In the writings of the Jewish prophet Ezekiel, as recorded for us in the Holy Scriptures, the Bible, we found the reality of sin in the lives of people. We also read in chapter 33 of the hopelessness of self-righteousness or one's good deeds or works to make atonement for sin. The verses in this chapter of God's Word also give to us the certainty of God's judgment upon sin. We are also told of the assurance of sins forgiven that can be ours according to God's promises. Sin, basically, is disobedience to God and His law for men and women. Sin is falling short of what God requires or going beyond the limits that He has set for us. Ezekiel 33 deals definitely with the way in which we can please God, and it also reveals how we do not find cleansing for our sins. The reality of sin is given in these words in this chapter in verses 12, 13, 14, and 16. In the day that he sinneth, in the day of his transgression, commit iniquity. For his iniquity that he hath committed, he shall die for it. Unto the wicked sinners, turn from his sin, his sins which he hath committed. The reality of sin in all people is clearly taught in God's Word. Sin destroys our relationship with Almighty God. The actions of people today clearly show us that there is sin in this world, gross sin, and we see it all about us in the lives of men, women, and young people. Perhaps you are a very good person. There is no immorality in your life. You care for others and love your family. You endeavor to be honest in business, pay your taxes, and be good in the many ways that your life touches others. However, we read in the Holy Scriptures, in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 21, there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. No matter how good, how moral, and how honest a person is, yet in that life there is still sin according to God's Word. No one is perfect and without sin. In the Bible book of Romans in chapter 3 verse 23 we read, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. How is sin to be forgiven? Where do we find cleansing? Where do we find the way to restoration to God and have fellowship with Him? Many people believe that if they do good deeds in life, God will overlook their sins. They feel that they are more or less on a scale. On the one side, our sins are found. On the other side, our good deeds or works are weighed. They believe that if the good deeds outweigh the things they have done wrong, then they will be all right in God's sight. God will accept them into heaven. Is this true? No, it is not true according to God's Holy Scriptures, the Bible. A man or woman's self-righteousness will not void the sin in their lives. Such a philosophy will not accomplish the cleansing of sin. In Ezekiel 33, and again we read verses 12 and 13, therefore thou son of man, say to the children of thy people, the righteousness or good deeds of the righteous, one who is a good person, shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression or sin. The scripture is very clear. Though a person lives a good life and performs good deeds, yet these will not cleanse him or her of the sin that they commit. The verse continues, neither shall the righteous or a good person be able to live for His righteousness in the day that He sins. God wants us to live good lives, but He warns us that such living will not cleanse us of our sins. This is the truth, and we must recognize it and do something about it before it is too late. The Bible says, "Am I become your enemy because I tell you the truth?" The truth is that no matter how good a person is, those good deeds will not take away sin. God will not remember the good works when it comes to the need of cleansing from sin. Sin can only be forgiven according to God's way in the atonement. In verse 13 we read, "When I say to the righteous that he shall live, if he trust in his own righteousness and commit iniquity or sin, all his righteousness or his good works shall not be remembered. But for his iniquity that he hath committed, sin, he shall die for it." Living a good life will not atone for sin. Unforgiven sin will lead a person to an eternal hell of suffering and separation from God forever. In Psalm 9, verse 17, we read, "The wicked or sinners shall be turned into hell." In Revelation chapter 20, verses 14 and 15, we have these solemn words, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death." Man's first death, of course, is physical. His second death is separation from God for eternity, being cast into hell. "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Then chapter 21, verse 8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." God loves you, and He desires you to spend eternity with Him in heaven. There is no sin in heaven, and so all sin must be forgiven now, while we are alive in this life. According to the Bible, there is no second opportunity after death to have sin forgiven. In the Bible book of Hebrews, we read, "It is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment." How is sin to be forgiven? God sent Messiah Jesus to die for our sins in our place. Jesus took the punishment that was due us when He suffered for our sins and died and shed His blood on the cross to provide the cleansing blood of atonement for us. God raised Him from the grave and death to show us God accepted Jesus' atonement for us, whereby we can be forgiven of our sins. God loves you. He has a wonderful plan for your life that will affect your living now in giving you real peace. God's desire to give you the absolute assurance and reality of eternal life in heaven after you leave this life on earth will be yours as you trust Him. The Bible tells us in the book of Revelation that in heaven there will be no more pain, no more tears, no more sorrow, no more death. In heaven there will be eternal peace and joy in the presence of Almighty God, as we live to serve Him with perfect bodies. Not everyone is going to heaven. To spend eternity with the Lord, we must know cleansing for all of our sins now. The answer is found in the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures. It is amazing to me that people can read some book by a man or woman, or listen to some professor or religious teacher or philosopher and say, "That's good. I accept what he or she says as my philosophy of life." And then one will say, "I do not need the Bible." How can one accept the teaching of a man or woman who has lived but a few short adult years and has promoted a man-made religion, and then reject the Holy Scriptures that were given to us over a period of about 1,600 years by some 40 authors who were inspired by Almighty God to record His words for us. The prophecies of these prophets of God that were to be fulfilled by this time in history have happened, as the Bible says. I urge you to put God and His Holy Scriptures first in your life as you seek the truth about spiritual matters. The Bible says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." When you have a Bible relationship with the God of the Bible, then you will know real peace, joy, and freedom, and have a glorious future before you. In Ezekiel chapter 33 and verse 11 we read, "As I live, saith the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked or sinners. Let the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways." My friend, Jewish or Gentile, why will you die in your sins? God in His great love offers to us His plan of forgiveness of sin and fellowship with Himself through Messiah Jesus. We have considered the reality of sin as given in Ezekiel chapter 33. We have also seen the hopelessness of man's self-righteousness or good deeds to obtain forgiveness of sin. In the Bible book of Romans chapter 6 verse 23 we read, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Messiah our Lord." This body of mine is in the process of deterioration as I get older, but the spirit and soul in my body is renewed and lives because it has been cleansed of all sin by the blood of atonement that Messiah Jesus provided for me when He died and took the punishment due me for my sins. Listen to God's word and the promises given to us in the Bible. I will give the book of the Bible, then the chapter and the verses. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man or woman should boast. We are forgiven of our sins by faith in God and His plan of salvation for us." Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 through 14. "Giving thanks unto the Father, God, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of saints," that is, Bible believers, "who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins." The forgiveness of our sins and cleansing comes through the blood of Messiah Jesus as we put our faith in Him. John chapter 3, verse 16. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." We will have eternal life in heaven because God loves us and sent Messiah Jesus to die in our place to take away our sins. Romans chapter 8, verses 8, 9, and 11. "But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Messiah died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Messiah," or Christ, "by whom we have now received the atonement." As we trust Messiah Jesus' atonement for us, we will not suffer the pain and agony of eternal hell after death, for we will be in heaven with Almighty God. Job chapter 19, verses 25 through 27. "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that He shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. Job had no doubt about where he was going after death. He knew he would see God and be with him, for God had provided the Redeemer for Job to be forgiven of his sins. Romans chapter 10, verses 8 through 13. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, Whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Gentile, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Asking God to forgive us of our sins, and accepting Messiah Jesus' death in our place, and believing Jesus was resurrected from the grave by God for us to be cleansed of all sin, will bring God's forgiveness and give us great peace now and eternal life in heaven. Should you have any questions or desire CDs, cassette tapes, or literature for further study about God, the Messiah, and the way to have personal peace, email us at contact, that's contact, at GodAndJews, that's one word, no spaces, .org. Contact at GodAndJews.org. God be with you to lead you in His ways to know His tremendous peace today and for all eternity.